Welcome to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. As we go to air Tuesday morning, officials are reporting more than 96,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Illinois, including 4,234 deaths. The disease has been detected in all but two of Illinois' 102 counties. Meanwhile, nearly 30% of homeowners in Illinois are considered cost-burdened, and that's the subject of our first conversation this morning. That means that they're spending a large portion of their income on mortgage payments, property taxes, utilities, and other costs, and now during the pandemic, homeowners and renters are struggling even more in the state. Our next guests are going to talk about some of the resources that might be available and what issues they're seeing when it comes to housing right now. Bob Palmer is Policy Director at Housing Action Illinois, a statewide coalition that works to make housing more affordable. We're also joined by Danielle Chenoweth, the Cunningham Township Supervisor in Urbana. Danielle, Bob, welcome to the 21st.
Thanks so much.
And if
for
you,
having us.
Yeah. If you are worried about housing right now, or maybe your housing situation has changed because of the pandemic, you can always join our conversation. Give us a call at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Or send us a tweet. We're at 21st Show, 21ST Show. Bob, I want to begin with you. What issues is Housing Action seeing right now related to the pandemic?
Well, immediately after the pandemic hit, we were most focused on working with service providers around the state and state and local government to make sure that people who are homeless had someplace safe to be. So a lot of moved people into hotels or larger spaces. We were very glad $1 million in emergency funding to support that. And now, obviously, with all the economic fallout from COVID-19, as you mentioned at the beginning, we're very concerned about renters and homeowners who've lost their job, lost income, can't afford the rent or their mortgage. Right now, there are moratoriums for most people on that. But we're concerned that the economic fallout from COVID-19 is going to be much longer lasting than the immediate public health emergency. And we need resources to protect everyone related to their housing needs.
And Danielle, I'm going to start with the same question to you. What about in Urbana? What are you seeing there, and what sort of help are people seeking?
Yeah, first I would just say the situation before COVID was already pretty dire in our community. So 66% of Urbana renters and 63% of Champaign renters were paying over a third of their income in rent. We had 2,800 calls for rental assistance and 5 evictions filed per day, per business day in Champaign County. So since COVID hit, we've seen a doubling of the people reaching out to us for help. And in particular, a lot of our programs are really set up to help people with a one-time rental assistance that they will not qualify for those programs because they're laid off. So we have launched a new program, a COVID rental assistance program with United Way and other partners, funded largely by local community members to help people who are laid off and are seeking some gap funding while they look for other employment and wait for the economy to improve.
Bob, you mentioned a moratorium a moment ago on evictions in Illinois. Can you talk a little bit more about that and how long does that last, for example? What does that rule do?
Well, there's a combination of federal and state of evictions. The broadest one is Governor Pritzker's executive order that he did towards the end of April that bans eviction filings in court. There was a previous executive order that just restricted law enforcement from carrying out evictions, from actually removing people from their into the eviction process, but cases were still being filed in court. So the second April executive order banned the filing of eviction cases for renters. There are some protections at the federal level for homeowners, and that executive order is tied to the state's disaster proclamations that Governor Pritzker put forward. And obviously we want to make sure that those moratoriums in place, both at the state and federal level last until there's adequate financial resources to help people to pay their rent and mortgage so they don't wind up with without a place to live.
Is this enough, having this moratorium? Are there people being left behind by this?
Well, certainly people have no home whatsoever, you know, are not impacted by these moratoriums. The issue there is that, you know, homeless shelters have done a good job, I think, serving people that were in the shelter that the time COVID-19 hit in terms of getting them into hotels or other safe spaces. But there's a lot of people who didn't have any access to the shelters. As Danielle said, you know, housing was a big problem before COVID-19 hit. And there's still a lot of people who don't have access to any shelter. They're doubled up with someone else in a, you know, maybe unstable situation, or victims of domestic violence who are kind of stuck without options to move. So overall, there is this pre-existing shortage of affordable housing that COVID-19 has just brought much more attention to. And we've been telling everyone that, you know, now more than ever, housing is healthcare. And I think more people are starting to believe it because of COVID-19.
And it, I wonder if, as the weather is getting warmer, you have some shelters, you know, for homeless individuals that, that tend to close up during the warmer months. Is that a concern here?
It's a significant concern. So we just have winter shelter for single women and single men in the community. Those shelters, thanks to local support, have been able to stay open during the executive order, the governor's order. But as soon as that's lifted, those shelters are planning on closing. And so those homeless individuals, and we've housed almost 400 distinct men and women in the shelters in Champaign County this this winter. So those individuals essentially are gonna be facing street homelessness situation. And as a result, as Bob said, you know, a lack of housing is a healthcare crisis. So ultimately, as a community, we have to move to year-round shelter, and we have to ensure we have sufficient shelter for families with children. We have only 8 units for the entire county. People wait as long as 150 days to get into so-called emergency shelter. So we have to fix the things that were broken before COVID. And I always tell people, we don't want to go back. We're not looking to go back. We're actually looking to go forward and see if we can fix the problems that we had before COVID struck our community and our world.
So, Danielle, we've been talking about the homeless for the last couple of minutes. And I should say, if you're just joining us, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We've been speaking with Danielle Chenoweth, Cunningham Township Supervisor, and Bob Palmer, who's Policy Director with Housing Action Illinois. We're talking about the housing crisis that is going along with the COVID-19 crisis and pandemic. And Danielle, let's talk a little bit more about renters. What help is available for people who are renters in Illinois right now?
So I can speak to Champaign County. So essentially, we have, thanks to a very tight partnership with the Regional Plan Commission, City of Champaign Township, Cunningham Township, United Way Community Foundation, we have a couple of different options. So the first is for folks who have income, but they hit some bump in the road, like they had a medical emergency, a family emergency, loss of income. We essentially have a rental assistance program that pays up to $600 in one-time assistance every 2 years. So that program has been going as a coordinated effort for several years. And we, you know, will serve hundreds of families each year in the community. We added to that recently due to COVID, the COVID rental assistance program. And that's for folks who are laid off. So they do not have current income. They were laid off due to COVID, but they don't qualify for unemployment. That could be undocumented workers. It could be cash economy and precarious workers, folks who have run out of their unemployment. And so we have a COVID rental assistance for those families that will pay 1 month's rent. Both of those programs can actually be accessed through this hotline. It's excuse me, the hotline is 877-548-4205. And that hotline lets people connect to rental assistance. Ultimately, though, the issue is for many people, they're going to need more of a tenant-based rent assistance, a longer-term solution for them, or housing vouchers. So I also serve on the Housing Authority Board. We serve about 1,500 people with housing choice vouchers. We have about 1,000 to 1,500 in rental properties. We only serve basically 1 in 5 that actually needs housing support in our community. So we really need to look at other ways in which we can free up support or bring in additional dollars to support housing subsidies.
And Bob, we've been talking about renters now. Bob, what about homeowners? Is there assistance? What are we hearing from homeowners? Is there assistance available to people who own their own homes?
Well, at the federal level, if you have a federally backed mortgage, which if you don't know if you do, you should refer to your loan documents or reach out to your lender. Lenders are required to offer you a forbearance plan. And also there was just over the weekend an extension of the moratorium on filing foreclosure cases for those people with federally backed mortgages. If your mortgage isn't federally backed, you're not covered by those protections, but obviously you should still appeal to your lender to work with you. And many banks, not all, have made public commitments to work with people to do everything they can to avoid foreclosure, but certainly there are banks that have not.
Hey, what does that mean, a federally backed loan? Is that like if you're in the VA or
like if you have a FHA or Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac insured loan? It can be tough to tell, and there's actually and maybe you can post it on your website, information databases where you can look up and find out information about your loan if you're uncertain.
Okay. You know, another issue that this pandemic brings up when people are living together is that in some apartment buildings, you may have people who are COVID-19 positive, and other tenants may want to be aware of that. I wonder, are people required to report that to landlords, or are landlords required to notify people if they get those kind of reports, Bob?
We have got inquiries about that, and the short answer is no. There's no obligation to report, and from landlords or tenants. Obviously, we're under the stay-at-home order, and if people have concern that people are engaging in behavior that violates that order, then they should contact probably their local public health department as a first to inquire for more information about exactly what's required or not required.
And Danielle, we only have a couple of minutes left here in our conversation, but I wonder, when this is over, are you worried about a slower recovery and what sort of long-term effects we could be looking at?
Oh, absolutely. So Champaign, Urbana is really a company town, and our economy is so tied to the University of Illinois. And in times of economic slowdown, that's actually good for us because a lot of times people go back to school. University towns have a certain stability. But if the university were to go to a primarily online format, which they haven't decided to do at this point, but if they were, the housing market here, the food service market, we would see some real drastic changes to our economy and a real slowdown. Even if they don't, what we're going to see is probably several years of ripple effects. I serve on the public health board, and you know, we're anticipating this is not a one and done situation with pandemic. Is essentially there are waves of concern. So I think long term, what community leaders need to do is stop thinking about this as something that's going to be over in a few months. We need to come together as a community, and we need to have a summit around housing and long-term solutions. We also need to talk short-term. When this eviction freeze is lifted, we are going to see some very, very significant housing insecurity issues. So I have talked to the leaders, both mayors and the head of the county, about at the minimum canceling all late fees for renters. It's a very easy thing that we can do that will help renters get out from under. We also need to consider rent freezes. I know landlords that have attempted to increase rents starting in July, and that's not going to work for the community. It's not that people won't pay rent, it's that they can't. And landlords really need to come together with their tenants and be flexible and negotiate things with them. And then long-term, we really have to look at permanent supportive housing for the 400 or so people who are street homeless, changes the definition to homelessness so that women and children are seen as homeless. And we really need to increase the housing subsidies and support, as well as affordable housing in the community.
Okay, and I'm afraid that's going to have to be the last word there. Danielle Chenoweth is Cunningham Township Supervisor. We've also been speaking with Bob Palmer of Housing Action Illinois about the housing situation amid COVID-19 in Illinois. Thanks for being here. Stay with us. More to come on the 21st in a moment.